every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to a new edition of First Touch. Thanks to Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, I am Nico Bifsas, and today we'll be spending the next hour covering the beautiful sport of soccer, the beautiful game that we all love. And listen, no short of action ever now, especially with the new tournaments being introduced in the offseason. Summer is usually our downtime, right? I mean, between Nations League and the debut of Club World Cup, we made it all the way to the middle of July, and realistically, we can't really complain. We are officially less than a month away from Premier League home opener, August 15th, and action practically hasn't even stopped. I mean, the Club World Cup just concluded, Chelsea defeating PSG with 3-0. That was a halftime result, by the way, which for most people, it would be shocking. We will do a little breakdown of that game in our first segment. Of course, we have transfer news ramping up as usual. When the deadline is getting closer and closer, and when the season opener is getting closer and closer, these teams want to ramp up the pressure, get the players that they want for their coaches, get them in for preseason, get them under the coach's regimen, and fit them into the program, finalize their roster, and hopefully go for trophies, right? I mean, that is the goal. The game between PSG and Chelsea was nothing short but exciting. We saw goals again. We saw some incredible performances. The stadium had a good vibe, although we didn't have that South American vibe that we were used to all throughout the tournament. Just stay tuned. We have a lot of action to talk about. The transfer news are starting to drop. Club World Cup just ended. We will be right back.
Message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to First Touch. Nico Beefsauce here, and we will talk a little bit about the Club World Cup. Let's face it, nobody knew what to expect. A summer tournament involving teams from all over the world in neutral grounds, with teams facing each other for the very first time in most cases. I say a great warm-up for what is to come with a World Cup for the USA fans in 2026. All-around great tournament. We saw some fun games. We saw some goals. We saw some drama. I felt like the worst thing that happened during this tournament was Musiala's horrible injury on that crash with Donnarumma. Very unfortunate for a very hot and young prospect coming out of Germany. My hopes is that this injury is not going to prevent him to be a part of the World Cup coming up next summer, because a broken bone takes a good time to recover. And when you're staying out for that long, I mean, you're going to have to face some repercussions, and some warm-up needs to be done before you get back into full swing. The final happened this past Sunday. Chelsea defeats Paris Saint-Germain 3-0. Am I shocked? Kinda. Because of the scoreline mainly, I didn't expect Chelsea to dominate PSG like that. Also, the odds of Chelsea keeping a clean sheet in this game were very, very low, but they did it. I will say that Paris Saint-Germain might have been a little bit cocky coming into this game, as they had destroyed everyone in their path, not only in the Club World Cup, but for the past season. I mean, we saw them defeat Inter 5-0 in the Champions League final, and pretty much anyone else that stood within their path to that Champions League final, including four Premier League teams, which is pretty epic on its own. The standout performer was Cole Palmer, who scored two similar left-footed goals from inside the penalty area in the 22nd and 30th minute. He consistently exploited space in this game, particularly on PSG's left flank. I think this was a brilliant move by Maresca, moving Cole Palmer on the flank and giving him more space, because in the center of the field, you're always going to have guys being around you. Usually teams play with at least three midfielders, and pushing him off to the side created a lot of space for him, created a lot of one-on-one situations, which Cole Palmer can exploit, whether as a scorer or as a passer, which we saw both in this game. The finishes were just beautiful. Left foot from inside the penalty area, as I said, in the bottom right corner of Gigi Donnarumma, which is a terrifying keeper, but when you send the ball that freaking close to the post, it's not that easy to save, and we saw it firsthand. Just before halftime, the score was 2-0. In the 43rd minute, to be exact, Palmer turned provider, delivering a precise through ball to João Pedro, who expertly chipped it over PSG goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma to make it 3-0. I mean, that finish is as good as it gets. Vitinha was dropping in that play, but he wasn't following João Pedro. João Pedro finds himself right in front of Donnarumma, and right about where most strikers would just go for like a direct hard shot to kill the goalkeeper, essentially, as we say, Pedro simply just chips it over and goes to a dancing celebration at the corner flag, sending Luis Enrique fuming in the locker rooms. Halftime happens, but nothing good comes out of the break. PSG comes out. They're trying to make something happen of themselves, but it's very hard to flip the switch. And as I said, if you're coming into a game a little bit cocky and a little bit too relaxed, it's very hard to flip that switch, especially being down 3-0. The comeback did not happen. I think that PSG massively underperformed. I think Chelsea is deservedly the cup holder in this tournament. They played great football. They overcame adversity in a lot of games. They faced teams from South America, teams from Europe, and they were not bothered by it whatsoever. I will say tactically, PSG was really not great. The transition between offense and defense was basically non-existent. I mean, everyone can have a bad day at the office, but I feel like, as I said earlier, their performance was based more on being a little bit too relaxed, if you know what I mean. Chelsea played great. They exploited space. Cole Palmer was having an absolute field day. The defense was not tight at all. And I will say that this performance by Chelsea, I mean, they just won the Club World Cup, and they also won the Conference League, which in some people's eyes is not the most, you know, it's not the most prestigious trophy to hold, but they finished their season with two trophies. And for teams like Arsenal that are looking from the home, I mean, it looks like Chelsea's doing better than them, in my eyes anyway. And I will say that the run that they had in the Club World Cup makes it very interesting for me to see if they can build up on this, right? Because as a team, when you're having a success, the best thing you can do is build up on it, try to create something out of that situation, good confidence, good mentality, good football all around, and why not contend for the Premier League? Chelsea is a team that in the past not only have been successful in European competitions with the Champions League, but they have also won the Premier League, although that is very, very much in the past. I will say that Maresca is doing a great job. He seems to have good influence in the locker rooms and on the pitch. And again, a successful season for Chelsea and Chelsea fans all around. On our next segment, we'll talk a little bit about transfers, but a very good one for me here to bring up would be João Pedro. João Pedro had a really good season with Brighton last season. He came into this Chelsea squad literally as the Club World Cup has started, and Maresca was not afraid to throw him in there. Very, very influential. I feel like João Pedro, in a sense, is doing what Chelsea fans expected and Cuckoo to do coming over from Bundesliga and Leipzig. Obviously, yeah, Christopher and Cuckoo did not deliver anything that was warranted that big fee that Chelsea put out for him. But hey, João Pedro is having a field day, seems like. He scored three crucial goals. His finishes have been great. His effort on the field has been great. And, you know, everybody saw the game and everybody saw the drama at the end with João Pedro essentially being hit by Luis Enrique. I don't pay that much attention to that. I hope that people don't either. I mean, it's a hot day. You've lost 3-0. You're definitely upset for that result. And Luis Enrique seems to have like literally like try to grab him by the neck or hit him. João Pedro goes to the ground. Some fines will be definitely thrown in there from the commission, from FIFA. FIFA does not like brawls on the field, as everybody knows. But yeah, back to João Pedro. Seems like it's a great signing. Seems like the signings that all the teams are making are strategic. Chelsea has gone for João Pedro. They also got Estevao from Palmeiras. They want to give these players roles, and I feel like the Club World Cup is such a good template, such a good showing for some teams to show the world not only how good they are as a team, but showcase their talent. The South American teams did not make it super far. I mean, the Fluminense made it far enough in my eyes, but all around, we are starting to hear now interest from European clubs, especially in the Premier League, willing to spend some really, really big money in terms of who they want to sign. And these teams, in my opinion, when you're signing players at this point of the summer, right in the middle, the most important thing is, who can I bring into my squad that it will have immediate impact, just like João Pedro did, and will be an easy player to fit into the coach's plans? Teams like Manchester United that have Amorim have all the time in the world. They have no European competitions coming up. Teams like Chelsea have less time, but they also have the big confidence boost that tournaments like the Club World Cup can give you, especially if you win it. And other teams like City and Madrid have to sit there trophy-less thinking, oh my goodness, how can I fix this? We will cover all of this in our next segment, my friends. So stay with us, because some juicy content is coming out of this transfer window. Nico Vipsas here. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another edition of Fresh Touch. I am Nico Beefsauce, and on this next segment, we will cover some transfer news. The summer transfer window is in full swing. Opened up June 1st, and then since then, it's been action, ramping up, as I said earlier, because the home opener is coming. August 15th, these teams have to get their rosters together, and clubs seem to be splashing some real serious cash. They're making some crucial moves ahead of the new season. And as I said earlier as well, the Club World Cup has basically shaken the scene a little bit because these teams were in these games, whether they were playing in them or whether they were watching from home, and definitely sparked some interest in some of the talent coming over from South America, which is definitely a league that people watch. But I wouldn't say when the action is happening in full swing all throughout the year between Champions League, Premier League, Bundesliga, La Liga, I don't think that a lot of people have time or interest to watch South America. So it was a great display all around. As I said earlier, João Pedro from Brighton in Chelsea seems to be a great hit so far. Estevao William from Palmeiras from Chelsea. I mean, I would pretty much say that this was 100% due to his really good performance last year, but also haven't seen him play in the Club World Cup. I don't think Estevao William disappointed. We have Jamie Gittens going to Chelsea also from Borussia Dortmund. Chelsea keeps bringing in players, and a lot of people make fun of Chelsea because they have about 100 players, right? We don't even know who they have on their roster anymore. Six keepers, four right backs, and five center forwards. But they keep bringing in players, and that tells me that, number one, Maresca is not happy with some of the players that he has in his roster, and he's trying to bring in players that will be a better fit for him, his style, his coaching style. And the fact that Chelsea is making all these moves also tells me that Maresca and the board are in great communication, because for a team that has all these players, for them to keep signing them, it means that there's a good reason for it. And if Chelsea can make similar moves to what João Pedro has already showcased, they can be very strong next year. They can be very, very strong. They didn't do this bad. They didn't do that bad this year. They spent some time in second place, ultimately finishing in a Europa, in a Champions League spot. So why not? Liverpool, they got Florian Wirtz, which is a great addition. We talked about it here with Tyler before. Jeremy Frimpong and Milos Kerkez. The rumors now are kind of taking the spotlight for Liverpool after those amazing signings, because there is some players that are up in the air in terms of where they're going to go. Rodrigo is one of them. I feel like Rodrigo is such an amazing player. I mean, he's 24 years old. He's won La Liga and he's won Champions League twice. For a player of that age, that is an amazing accomplishment. It's not easy to do. He's had to play at the highest level and the biggest stages, and he's clearly performed. There seems to be some crowd. It's too crowded is what I'm trying to say at Real Madrid now, because Mbappe came in and Rodrigo went from being a star of the team, a starting 11 player, to kind of having a rotation role. Now, mind you, it wasn't, you know, he was playing not frequently enough, but it's not what he's used to. Carlo Ancelotti, which was a big fan of his, is now gone, and Xabi Alonso is in. And Xabi Alonso has to figure out the puzzle. The rumor now is that Liverpool might be interested in Rodrigo. Jota is unfortunately gone, and you know the life that was taken has to be replaced. As crazy as that sounds, Liverpool paid a beautiful tribute to Jota. They retired the jersey. They're taking care of his family for the next 2-3 years at least, and now they have to look to replace that spot. And Rodrigo seems to be like the perfect player, a winger that can play both sides. I mean, his favorite side is the right side of the wing, but Mohamed Salah plays there. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be too sad playing on the left wing for the next seasons to come. He's a player that can score. He's a player that can dribble one-on-one, be very, very dangerous when it comes to attacking transition, and a hard worker on the field all around. If Liverpool can secure Rodrigo from Real Madrid, I would say that it would be just magnificent for them, because they will be absolutely stacked with quality players, and they're coming off a season that they played great football. And Alexander Arnold is gone, and that used to be a big deal for everybody, but Mohamed Salah and Virgil van Dijk stayed, and the additions that have come in from the board have been absolutely excellent. I'm a Liverpool fan, and I'm very excited to see what is going to happen. And then the other rumor that's coming from the Liverpool transfer news and rumors is Alexander Isak. It's been said that Liverpool has offered £120 million for Alexander Isak to Newcastle. That would be also a monster move. Alexander Isak coming off of a bomber season, scoring a bunch of goals. And Newcastle, do they need the money? I don't think so. I think this transfer will depend mostly on what Alexander Isak wants. Does he want to stay with a club that essentially made him a giant in the soccer scene, or does he want to take a new challenge with Liverpool and make them kind of scary for any team that plays them when it comes to European football? If Alexander Isak was to go to Liverpool, I would not be surprised if Liverpool become all of a sudden a massive favorite to win the Premier League next season. A guy that can play on and off the ball, a guy that can take one-on-one any defender in the world. I mean, Virgil van Dijk had good days against him, but also he had some really bad ones. And I feel like this is a move by Arne Slot after having an amazing year of him not only not letting it get to his head, but also making some moves to make the team even stronger and go for a beautiful back-to-back. Shifting from Liverpool to Manchester United, the rivals of the Northern England, Manchester United has been active in the transfer window. They signed Cunha, and it seems like the Mbeumo deal is done. I do think they're overpaying for Mbeumo. We're talking about $90 million for a player that's 25 years old. So he might have some resale value, but that is not what Manchester United can be thinking about. They finished 17th in the last season. They have a lot of problems that they will have to face in the new season with players coming in and out and some players being completely inactive. Jadon Sancho here. But I'm hearing some reports that United might be interested in Jackson. I don't see how this is a smart move. I personally think that Jackson is massively overrated, a guy that misses a lot of chances and does not have a great first touch. Rasmus Højlund is on the exit. Garnacho seems to be back, and Rashford is not going to get along with Amorim. Amorim literally has to put together a jigsaw puzzle as if his life is dependent on it, because Manchester United's last season was horrible, and there is no excuses. When you play for, when you're coaching a big club like Manchester United, there is no excuses. You do have to perform. You do have to improve the situation. And finishing anywhere near 17th place for the next season is out of the question. The question here really is, can Manchester United find a way to take advantage of not being part of a Champions League, Europa League, or Conference League next season and take advantage of the fatigue from the other teams coming and improve their position massively. Because for a club that's spending big money again, once again, that money has to come back somehow in European competitions. European football is where Manchester United belongs and want to be. I will say it's kind of crazy that I'm not hearing any transfer rumors in terms of the keeper. If Manchester United is planning on keeping Onana, I think that is a massive mistake. Now, you'll say, Nico, are you insane? Who is Manchester United going to sell Onana to? I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I really don't. Because if you want to build a team, a keeper is one of the most influential positions on the field. Do you want to talk about his vocals? Do you want to talk about him organizing the defense and being vocal with his defenders? Do you want to talk about the blind trust that a keeper and a defender need to have to each other and the communication skill? I don't think Onana is a good fit for Manchester United. I think it would be a massive mistake if they keep him for another season. But hey, they have to make a decision. It doesn't seem like they're willing to entertain that idea. Otherwise, I would hear some rumors of them signing a big name for a keeper. It doesn't seem to be the case so far. On other notable moves, we have Jordan Henderson returning to the Premier League with Brentford, which I think is really, really cool. West Ham is very interested in signing Grealish back, which is not having a great season. Kudus joins Spurs from West Ham, which I love, and Alanga joins Newcastle from Forest. Great business for Forest there, which they're also going to have to be more active, especially after being promoted to the Europa League for the next season. We'll talk about some more transfer news here coming up. We'll talk about some Premier League predictions. Nico beats us. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back, my friends, to another edition of First Touch. We talked a little bit about Club World Cup. We talked some transfer rumors, but we focused on mainly Premier League. Manchester City has to figure this out. They have to figure out the situation because they seem to have deeper issues than we thought in terms of everything, in terms of their signings, in terms of how the team performs on the field. In the Club World Cup, they get knocked out early, in my eyes, and in everyone's eyes, I feel, in a game that they did not take lightly. They tried to win it, but they failed. Jack Grealish seems to be going out, as I said earlier. City are trying to make some smart, targeted additions. They need immediate impact, and they need to be competitive next year. Pep Guardiola sitting on the bench, one of the most decorated coaches in the world, and we're going to run out of excuses. Arsenal seem to be making some, in my eyes, weird moves. I think that the major thing to figure out is how to close that deal with Gyökeres, which seems to be pretty close. Sporting president is playing tough. He's not budging. He wants to get as much money as possible from Arsenal for his star. He knows that Arsenal desperately need a big center forward signing. And he also knows that the quality center forwards right now that are available to buy are, you can count them in one hand. I mean, it's Alexander Isak, it's Osimhen, and it's Gyökeres. Mbappe is at Madrid, Haaland is at City. Etiquette is a guy that's been heard for Liverpool. And initially, when the reports came out, it was Newcastle that was interested in Etiquette. And then it turns out that Liverpool was making an offer for Isak. So the first thing that came to my mind was like, oh, this is going to be the thing. Liverpool is going to get Isak, and Newcastle is going to replace him with Etiquette from Eintracht Frankfurt. Now it seems like if the deal between Liverpool and Newcastle does not progress really quickly, it seems like Liverpool might go for Etiquette, which is a center forward that put up crazy numbers last year. For anybody that doesn't know, Manchester City signed Marmoush halfway through the season. He was playing with Etiquette up front at Eintracht Frankfurt, and now, you know, we saw a young man losing his partner on offense, Etiquette, and having an amazing second half to the season, which definitely boosted the confidence for anybody that wanted to buy him. And the price tag is really high. It's like 70, 80 million, which is insane, but he's young. He's going to have resale value, and top teams will pay top dollar for goals. And we've seen it time and time again. Back to Manchester City a little bit. They have to face that their defense is not good anymore, the transition defense especially, and they have to fix that. Same as Real Madrid. I said we're going to talk a little bit outside the Premier League. Transfer rumors for Real Madrid, they have been very, very active in the transfer window. They already got Huijsen, this young center back from Bournemouth. Now I'm hearing that Enzo Fernandez might be a goal. Xabi Alonso is really trying to shake up that team. He sees Enzo Fernandez as a vital midfield reinforcement for Real Madrid. Create some strength in that midfield area, because I feel like Enzo Fernandez, at what he does, he's one of the best in the world right now, especially if you consider his age. He can play the 6-8 position very, very well. He has a good short pass. He's strong in the midfield. He can go into duels and win them time and time again. And I feel like a signing like that for Xabi Alonso would be very important, because Real Madrid signed Mbappe last year and they won nothing. And if you know anything about Florentino Perez, he's not a very happy man, although he's very rich, although he's very successful, although he's done amazing things with Real Madrid. He will not be very happy with another trophyless season. That's why he brought in Xabi Alonso, and that's why he brought in Mbappe to be on top of the world again. I do hear some rumors about Piero Hincapié, Bayer Leverkusen player. He's a center back also. Xabi Alonso was his coach last year. And he seems to be a decent, inexpensive option for the defensive depth of Real Madrid. Ibrahima Konate from Liverpool, he has 1 year left on his contract, and I feel like Real Madrid might also make a move for him. Basically, all the moves we are hearing from Real Madrid are coming from the midfield and down, because Jude Bellingham, Mbappe, Vini Jr., Rodrigo, let's see how long he stays. You know, they're stacked up front. So all of their focus on the defensive end and the midfield is totally reasonable, because their defense last year was absolutely horrendous. Xabi Alonso was a coach that used to play 3-5-2 in the Bayer Leverkusen. I don't think he's going to bring that back for Real Madrid. It's a system that requires the three people that play at the back to be very, very well-oriented with each other. I don't think there's enough time for that, especially with the Club World Cup happening. I see him making some strong moves towards the, as the summer goes by and as the deadline's coming up, I see Real Madrid signing another center back and possibly one or two midfielders, maybe an outside back. I feel like they absolutely need it. Me and Tyler last week, we talked about Vini Jr. Rodrigo seems to be 1 foot out the door. I don't know what that could bring for Vini. Vini is the beloved child of Madrid. I feel like he totally crashed out after he didn't win Ballon d'Or, which he really, really wanted. He stands afterwards and how much it meant to him. I think it really hurt him. It definitely affected his performance. He wasn't really that great. And in the Club World Cup, we saw some of the same behavior from Vini that's been a little bit nonchalant, trying to do some tricks on the sideline, trying to do some megs, but listen, again, as a Real Madrid fan, you want to see trophies and you want to see wins. There is a rumor for Vini Jr. Saudi Pro League is trying to make, and I mean, I'm going to say this slow for whoever's listening, a Saudi Pro League club is about to table a $400 million offer for Vini Jr. I honestly don't know how any team in the world can say no to nearly $500 million. We're talking about $407 million offer here, my friends. And personally, would I want to see Vini go to the, would I want to see Vini go to the Saudi League? Absolutely not. But I mean, the money that's being put on the table is ridiculous. And I'm pretty sure if they're paying $407 million to sign Vini, I can't imagine what they will offer him. His year salary is going to be something near what Ronaldo is getting paid right now, which is about a quarter of a billion a year. these numbers, you know, they sound absolutely crazy. But I mean, what can I say? Barcelona's transfer rumors, the rivals were Real Madrid. We got Luis Diaz being targeted. Barcelona seems to be on the market for a winger, for a attacker. I know that they were interested in Florian Wirtz. He ends up in Liverpool. He had to go to Anfield. Florian Wirtz was built for Premier League football, if you want my opinion. Luis Diaz is now being rumored for Barcelona. Barcelona tried to sign Nico Williams, bring him together with his good friend Lamine Yamal. They failed to do so. They're going for Luis Diaz now, which it kind of tells me that Barcelona want to improve. They want to add another player into the mix over there, especially with Lewandowski being quite old to play at the highest level now. Another rumor for Marcus Rashford is coming out. Manchester United, legend in my eyes. He played great football there, although his past few years have not been very, very I will say that they haven't been very, very good, but everybody knows what Marcus Rashford has brought to the table for Manchester United. He's brought some big goals, some good success with them, and he's definitely ready for a new chapter in his career. I do think that Barcelona signing Marcus Rashford would be great business, because I don't think that Manchester United can ask for a crazy amount of money. I also think that Hansi Flick has his way to convince players to fall under his plan. For anybody that doesn't remember, Xavi was the coach of Barcelona, and Barcelona looked like, oh my goodness, this team is going to take 10 years to recover from this terrible on defense, terrible on offense, bad seasons back to back. Hansi Flick comes in and shapes the team up. And Pedri was given an interview about 6 months ago, and he essentially said that, hey, listen, you know, when Xavi was the coach, if you were 15 minutes late on practice, you were fined 10,000 euros, which for most of these players mean absolutely nothing. And then he says, if you're 15 minutes late with Hansi Flick, you're just simply not playing. And for any player that wants to showcase their skills and want to be a pro footballer, that is absolute killer, man. So I would love to see Marcus Rashford leave Manchester United and go somewhere that he enjoys to play. He seemed to enjoy his time playing in Aston Villa. John Lukumi is another player that's been rumored for Barcelona, Bologna central defender. He has a $25 million release clause, which is something that Barcelona can definitely afford, but I only see that move happening if Araujo leaves, because Araujo has been kind of on the fence. Do I stay or do I go? So I feel like that could be a good move for them if he leaves. Alejandro Grimaldo is another player that's been rumored for Barcelona. I do think that he is an amazing player. He fits very, very well to what Barcelona plays, which is a very attacking left back. I don't know how exactly he's going to be able to fit both Baldi and him, although I will say that Grimaldo is a player that is a little bit older. So, I mean, Baldi can take a big, heavy load of the season, and he can be a luxury option coming off the bench because he's an absolute baller, man. I watched him play for Bayer Leverkusen, and let me tell you, the guy can shoot, the guy can cross, the guy can dribble, and he's a left back. And he played, as I said earlier, on a 3-5-2, which means that he's playing the whole side. Kind of like what Kostic did back in the day for Frankfurt when he was in his prime. Ansu Fati, he seems to be going out on loan again. He didn't have a great spell at Brighton. He's going to Monaco. We'll see how his career shapes up. We are seeing a good amount of interest for Andreas Christensen, which hasn't had a great run so far in Barcelona. And I'm going to tell you something. As a fan of football, Barcelona is one of the most exciting teams to watch, not only for what they perform on the field, but the potential that the team has. That final is going to be in my – that semifinal, rather, is going to be engraved in my head forever, because I feel like them losing to Inter in Milan robbed us from probably one of the greatest Champions League finals ever. We would have seen PSG face Barcelona, but – I have my eye on them because I do think that the talent that they hold between Lamine Yamal, between Pedri, between De Jong, between Rafinha, between players, top-class players that are about to come, and Hansi Flick on the bench, can produce something absolutely terrifying for anybody that faces them the next season. Liverpool, Barcelona, we'll see. In our last segment, we got the two-minute drill. We're going to make some predictions in terms of top goal scorers for next year. We're going to predict some champions for next year. So if you want to bet on it, you can bet on it, my friends. We'll be right back. Nico Beefs is here, Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America.
We'll be right back. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to First Touch, my friends. Nico Beefsas here for the two-minute drill. I want to make some predictions here because part of First Touch is we give you the week parlay. Last season, we did not do great, but consider it a tryout season. So next season, we're going to lock in me and Tyler Levine on this network coming up in the first week of August about as the league's starting. We're adding a second hour, and we'll put in much more work and hopefully send you to pick up some cash. I wanted to do an overview of my predictions. I know it's early, but I feel like in the Premier League, for me, I'm going to choose Liverpool as the favorite to win it. It is a bold statement, but Liverpool seem to be making great moves, and I love them. Top goal scorer, I'm going to go with Erling Haaland. I know he was quiet, especially for the second half of the season last year, but I do love him to end up as a top goal scorer. I do think that guys like him live for competition, and they live to prove doubters wrong. In the Liga, I'm going to take Barcelona as my champs. As I said earlier, one of the most exciting teams to watch, youthful squad. They have huge financial issues, but I think they get it done at the end of the day. Real Madrid seem to be completely disconnected, and I think Xabi Alonso is going to take at least 2 years to figure this out. Top goal scorer, I'm going to go with Kylian Mbappe because I feel like Madrid knows how to attack and how to score goals, but they definitely don't know how to defend, which it can be very counterintuitive. In the Bundesliga, we got Bayern Munich and Harry Kane. I mean, I don't think that will change anytime soon. And then for a Champions League winner, I'm going to go with Barcelona because I do feel like Barcelona is going to be one of the hungriest teams coming off next season. As the second runner-up for this tournament, I'm going to put Liverpool because the disqualification that they had against PSG was absolutely terrible. My good friends, our show is coming to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sports Overnight is Sports Byline USA. Next Friday at 5 p.m., me and Tyler Levine will break down all the action again. It was Nico Beefsas. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.